Under the Secure Communities Program, local law enforcement agencies will run a fingerprint match for everyone booked into jail using a National Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, database. ICE spokeswoman Gail Montenegro says this will help the agency detain and deport people more efficiently. But she acknowledges the system will also match fingerprints for legal immigrants.
Their fingerprints are in there if they came in on a visitor's visa. Or someone's prints would match if they had become a naturalized U.S. citizen. But ICE would not take action against those.
Montenegro says the priority is to catch and deport violent criminal aliens guilty of major crimes such as drug dealing, murder, rape, and kidnapping. But immigrant rights advocates say the new system will inevitably sweep up innocent people who may end up getting deported. Primitivo Torres works for the Milwaukee-based Voces de la Frontera.
It affects everybody. Even, let's say you get arrested and you still haven't been charged with a crime yet. Well, under this system, it shares information. So let's say you're undocumented and you have no previous record, but you get arrested somehow. Under this system, you're still going to get deported, even if you didn't commit a crime.
Torres says a recent study found 25% of people deported by ICE are not criminals. Torres also fears the program will encourage police to use racial profiling in traffic stops. But ICE officials predict the program will do just the opposite because everyone's fingerprints will be checked regardless of their race or ethnic background. Gail Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.